You're listening to KHUM, and right now I have several special guests in here from the Vagabus. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. Good.
Perfectly fine. Wonderful.
Yep.
Peachy keen, all that sort of stuff.
We had our coffee.
What?
We had our coffee.
You had your coffee?
Yep.
Anyway, I have Steven in here, and then also Leaf. William and Pixie is all in here. And that's only four out of the 11 members now?
10 members now. Yeah.
And seven dogs?
And
six dogs.
Six dogs.
So I'm one off on both categories.
Two buses, a minivan, an SUV, a car, 10 people, and six dogs.
But you have another bus that's going to be coming, right?
A third bus is on its way in the next two or three days.
Yeah. Okay, sweet. And then you're going to be on over into in San Francisco. You're picking up more people and buses, right?
Two more buses will be joining us there. Two, I believe, full-size buses.
Wow.
So total of five buses.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so that'll be pretty intense getting all the way. Are you still going to go all the way down South America?
You know, I think we bit off a little bit more than we could chew, thinking that we'd be down in Argentina within just a few months. I think we just kind of need to sort of figure everything out. You know, how many people we're going to have. This thing is growing, like, exponentially, so we don't even know how many people we're going to be bringing into South America at this point. So I think what we're going to try to do is cross the United States in some kind of weird zigzag-esque random thing and try to go to Maine. After Maine, maybe come back down south, and by then we'll be logistically and, I guess, mentally prepared.
To figure it out in a country where we speak the language and everything, because we don't even have anyone right now.
Because right now, it's still early in the process. We're still forming everything. Everything's new, and once we have that, you know, that foundation, it'll be a lot easier to make a longer distance travel.
Yeah, we're still trying to build bunk beds, and we've got three other buses coming. We've got to register these buses, insure these buses. So we won't be in Mexico, much less Argentina, for a few months.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that makes a lot more sense. And it'd be a lot harder with, like, passports and visas and that kind of stuff to get through.
You know, you guys also consider six dogs, all these vaccinations and things, and it's different fees for every country. And when you leave one country, you got to vaccinate it for the next country. It's expensive, and it's a lot of stuff. And, you know, it's easy to sit there and say with this pipe dream idea, let's grab a bus and go to Argentina. And then you start actually looking at the logistics, and it's like, whoa, okay, whoa. We could get this done, but not in any sort of time or fashion that we thought in the beginning at all.
But it's really coming together. I mean, it's blossoming right now. We're really, you know, thriving in terms of growing. It's good. It's going good right now. We're definitely straightening things out, getting things together, and you know, we're planning on hitting the road here, heading south to Garville in San Francisco pretty soon. The next few days.
Do you already have volunteer opportunities set up there?
We do in Garberville. Nothing past that. We really try not to line anything up more than 7 or 10 days in advance, because that's about the most that we can possibly organize at this point. Everything's kind of day by day, week by week.
Okay, awesome.
So I think, and speaking of that, I guess we'll be in Fortuna for the next week, by the way. So we'll be here for another 5 to 7 days before Garberville.
You all rolled into town on January 22nd. Did you expect to be in this area in Humboldt for that long? That's awesome. We love it.
I think we all kind of knew it would be more welcoming as opposed to other areas. I mean, this is northern San Francisco. This is where the whole bus hippie movement started. So we expected some hospitality, but we didn't. I don't think we expected all of the gifts and incentives that everybody has given us here. It's like, not only do they accept us here, it's like they embrace us here and they welcome us into their homes. I mean, we got a second bus for free, like with less than 30,000 miles.
How did that happen?
You know, we were parked outside of a business. I think it was LPL Financial. And we were parked outside of their house. We were actually volunteering at across the street. So we just parked right there, and he came by and he said, you know, I was thinking about giving this bus away. And I think you guys would be a great fit for the bus, but I just need you guys away from my building. You know, you potentially might scare away my customers, and we're trying to work here. And so he made a written agreement that if we parked elsewhere, at least on weekdays between certain hours, that he would give us a bus for free.
And he was so nice. He was just honest and to the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dropped off the keys to a bus.
And I can understand.
It works. Oh, yeah. It's
and we totally understand this, too, because not everybody that comes by a painted hippie bus in Humboldt County, you don't by default think these are people volunteering at your animal sanctuaries or your Salvation Army. You think it's kids just out here partying. And so we understand the stereotypes, but I think we've defeated most of those stereotypes.
Yeah, we're building
Humboldt
a
County.
Good reputation. It's
yeah, the cops don't even mess with us anymore. In fact, we had a cop. Where was that at? Was that in? Was that here? No, it was in Fortuna. He escorted our bus down the main street drag. He like pulled in front of us, turned on his lights, and we're like immediately in painted bus. We're like, oh god, we're getting pulled over. He's gonna search the bus. And no, he escorted us through the middle of the town. And
oh, that's nice of him. That's
for over, I think, 2 miles he escorted us? Yeah.
So that's super
amazing.
Nice and awesome.
I think we're the first painted bus full of hippies to be escorted through town.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. That's cool. And you decided to start this because you're just on Reddit one night drinking a glass of wine? And
oh, you know, I love how that article put that, drinking a glass of wine. I'm always a train hopper and a hitchhiker. I've got this Cabernet Sauvignon and this grand idea fluctuating in my head. No, it was, we were sitting by a campfire. We were drinking a cheapo bottle of wine and smoking cigarettes like hobos do. And I just thought about, you know, what if we, got off the road and, we can't all get a... I was trying to think. At first, it was going to be we were all just going to go hitchhike around, a big band of hitchhikers and train hoppers and help in every town. But then, the idea of getting a bus just seemed way more convenient. And I kind of felt like rubber trapping instead of, living on the rails at that point. And so the bus idea just came upon. And, the idea went viral. And all of a sudden, we had a person that said, you guys have an awesome idea. Here, I'll give you $2,000 if you can actually get a bus and make this thing happen. But you've got to pay me back. And we did it, and we did a Kickstarter. That person has been paid back, and here we are at going on our third bus now in about 3 months.
Yeah. And you have a GoFundMe page now.
We do, and right now there's a few problems with it. We are actually having some things transferred to a beneficiary account on that. So right now you can go to the GoFundMe, it is up, but you can't actually put a payment in there, and we're going to have that fixed by this evening, hopefully. It's we got sponsored by the Ink People in Eureka, California.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they're pretty
and
cool.
And so part of the deal there is that our money goes to them, and then they, take a percentage of that and do all the bookkeeping for us, which is totally awesome, and then they send us the money from that. So right now we're transferring it over to their bank account, and so it's been down for about 48 hours, but it should be up this evening if you would like to contribute.
But we do have an active Facebook page right now if people want to follow mm-hmm. us at the Vagabus, so people can stay connected with us, and we'll keep everybody updated whenever the GoFundMe is back up and running, which should be very soon.
Okay, awesome, sweet. And you are a registered nonprofit now.
We are a nonprofit.
So,
we actually had that done. Yes, it was a huge milestone.
So
that was a bucket list. And also, another thing that was a huge bucket list, last night we got our wood-burning stove working, and we finally got the correct components to make it happen. So now we have a wood-burning stove. We've been cooking coffee, eggs, weird... Polish goulash that Leif made this morning out of cabbage. It was awesome. So we're saving on propane and stuff now, so that's a huge, huge benefit. And last night, the temperature dropped at 4 a.m. or something. I don't know what happened around here, but the temperature dropped 10 degrees or something.
Probably super cold in those buses.
Yeah, and we were up at 7 a.m. stoking that fire, getting it back going.
Yeah, if you end up going to Maine, you better go in the...
wood-burning stove. Yep.
I'd still go in the summer.
Yeah, well, we're trying to, and weather is definitely a factor, and we've all thought about, at the rate and the speed that we're moving right now, we might bunker down probably somewhere, I don't know, maybe Tennessee or Georgia or Florida or something, if we can't get there in time, but, weather is a definite factor. But we spent, me and a few other members spent all winter up in Oregon in this bus, and we went through some really cold months, and we had propane heaters, building campfires, all kinds of things. So I think we can get through it.
What was some of your experiences whenever you started? You started at the top of Washington, right? And then you came right
down? No, we bought the bus down in San Francisco. We had to then travel to Canada to get solar panels. But the bus broke down in Oregon on the way to Canada. So we sent a pilot vehicle, one of our convoy vehicles, up to Canada to fetch the solar panels. And he met us back down in Coos Bay, and it took over a month to get our clutch fixed. We definitely did not predict that. But it's an old bus, and parts are hard to find. So We spent a month in Coos Bay, and now we're heading south. So just because of a mechanical failure, the Vagabus started in Coos Bay, Oregon.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, originally why we went to Coos Bay is because somebody gave us a gift card for Domino's, and we were leaving Eureka, California, and looking north, and we said, okay, find somewhere like 200, 300 miles north of here within our bus's range. She's an old bus, so we don't like pushing her too hard. So where is a Domino's? And we found one in Coos Bay, and we stopped there and ordered a bunch of pizzas, and then our clutch broke.
Well, darn Domino's.
Yeah, darn Domino's.
It's definitely not all sunshine and rainbows. And we have our, you know, there's downsides to, you know, to everything in life. And, you know, we've had our breakdowns, and but, man, we fight through it, and it's been going, everything's good.
Sweet.
It's awesome.
And so some of your members are volunteering right now at Miranda's Rescue?
Miranda's Rescue, yeah. This will be our third day volunteering at Miranda's Rescue, and actually our fourth event for their entire organization, because we've also previously worked for one of their thrift stores. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we got connected with them.
Oh, sweet. Where else are you volunteering in Fortuna before you head down the garbage?
We cleaned up down by the Eel River. What exit is that? Where we're camping. It's like the Alton exit. It's like where the 101 and the 36 meet, and there's like a large gravel pit down there. Mm-hmm. Is where we're parked, and we cleaned up that entire watershed area down there. We probably found over 50 meth needles.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank God we had thick containers to put them in. Gloves. But we cleaned up easily over 6 bags of trash. This guy from Caltrans came by and gave us a bunch of those orange garbage bags to help us out, so that was really cool. And aside from there, we've been so busy with Miranda's Rescue. I thought when we got to Miranda's it was going to be like 30 dogs, a few cats. they have over 700 animals. So, like, they have so many days of work for here. We can fill our entire calendar in Fortuna with Miranda's, which is pretty much what's happening. There also is a local citizen we've been helping out. We've done 3 jobs with him, and he's paralyzed or half paralyzed from a motorcycle accident, and he needs a ton of yard work done. So we've been doing that. And we've also still got to build a dog shed for him. So a few local gigs, but mostly Miranda's Rescue.
How do you find out about these gigs? Do people come to you?
I go on to, like, the community Facebook. Like, I'll just go into Facebook and type Fortuna community page or something like that and just give a shout-out to everyone. I'll say, hey, here's 10 people. We're coming to town. We're volunteers, whether you're a nonprofit, whether you're a local citizen, whether it's a community event, whatever it is. Tell us, and we'll try to show up with as many hands as possible. And my Facebook will be flooded within 2 or 3 days.
Oh, nice. Wonderful.
Yep.
Cool. How did you all find out about the Vagabus?
I guess I first heard about it whenever I was on Reddit. I saw Huck's post about, you know, making a bus trip and, you know, traveling, and that's something I've always wanted to do. So that's, you know, contacted him over a few months, and next thing you know, I hit the road.
Oh, that's cool, Liam.
Yeah. Cool. I think he was going to college, right?
Where yeah, I was going to college. State, yep, University going to Mississippi State. There, I'm from Mississippi, out east, and you know, I don't know. I guess there was a part of me that just didn't know exactly where I was going, what I wanted to do. Just like a ton of college students, you know, and this, I just felt like I would learn a lot about the world and people, and I just wanted to travel too, and I can help out people at the same time, and just it looked like a really good opportunity, you know. And then, I mean, I don't know. This group is just so good. That's really what makes this thing drive, man. It's just this entire group is so hardworking and so dedicated to what we do, and it's just awesome. I mean, it's really what does it.
Yeah, and I love the dynamic of how he kind of quit college to do this. We have another member that quit their career to join us, but most of us, like Leif, Pixie, and me, probably 80% of the bus, we were all homeless before we started doing this. But it's cool how homeless people have now encouraged people from college and people working jobs and living in apartments to come and join us.
And I may go back to school one day. It's that door is open, but right now, I mean, I'm learning a ton. It's really positive for, you know, it's a good direction.
Well, that is, I think it's super awesome that you're going and you're volunteering at all these places across.
We had somebody come up and tell us the other day, they said, oh, you know, a lot of us in buses have done what you guys are doing, but, like, it took us years to figure out, because I guess they kind of, like, drained their resources realizing that buses are super expensive, and unless you have a lot of money, you can't do it. So a lot of buses eventually start volunteering way later in their career as, like, just trying to make it and hang on and get town to town. So this lady came up and said, but you guys, like, started with this idea. You guys are awesome. Like, this is crazy. And so we even have people that have been doing this in buses for years come up and tell us, like, you guys are just something else. Y'all are a different breed.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, that's super cool, going and volunteering and giving back to the communities that you're going through.
And they give back to us. I'd say 80% of the stuff in our bus was donated from the community saying, hey, you kids want a couch? I heard you were working down at the Salvation Army. Here's some clothes. Here's some food. Here's some musical instruments. Here's some diesel money.
Yeah.
And it was super cool whenever your bus broke down, the amount of community support you had on that Saturday to come out and,
oh my God,
and help you out.
Yeah, I think that's the day we met you, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a guy come out that day, a mobile mechanic named Ken Woodward. Sorry, I just wanted to give a big shout-out to this guy because he easily did $500 or $600 worth of work for us in the rain. I mean, it was pouring rain. It was the worst day there weather-wise, and this guy showed up like he was a crab fisherman, like in like all this decked out gear, and it was crazy, but he got up under there in the dirt and the grime and the wet, and he fixed our vehicle. So yeah, thank you, Ken Woodward.
Yeah, we had a ton of help, people showing up all the time, you know, dropping off, hey, you know, we heard you guys are stuck, broke down, here's some food, you know.
Yeah, you know, Seamus T-Bones came by that day. The restaurant came by with like, oh, easily $300 worth of like
nice
all these bank awesome food. Citizens just coming by and just, we, you know, telling us we really appreciate what you guys do, keep on doing this, and you know, that's, and it was just awesome. It was really cool.
Yeah,
really cool.
I call it karma, I think. And that's kind of what I planned from the whole thing. I said, guys, if we do this and we show them that we're really volunteering, we don't have to worry about getting diesel money to the next town. It'll come. And it does.
Well, yeah, it was surprising at first, too. You know, we did. We're like, wow, this, you know, it's, people really, really do appreciate that. I was not expecting the magnitude of, you know, the appreciation of, you know, the community. And it's been, we love it. We want to keep doing it.
Well, if you want to find out more about these guys and their journey, there's the Facebook page.
Yep.
Vagabus Facebook page.
Just go into Facebook and just simply search the Vagabus.
And you can get the GoFundMe page.
That's at our website. So if you just go to www.thevagabusoneword.com, you can find it there.
Okay, sweet. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, just, we'll be in town for the next 7 days. If anybody needs us for any sort of work, get a hold of us. If anybody's got any donations, diesel money, propane, anything like that, we could definitely use it.
Okay, awesome. And then you'll be down in Garberville after that.
We will. We'll be down in Garberville, then we're going to Ukiah, then Berkeley, and all across America.
Okay, awesome. Sweet. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.